Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. And it is a program of a different sort tonight. We've got a guest on the line, which is very rare for Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Arya.
And Mark.
And the point of the guest is to be a warning to folks out there on the internet, whether you be on these dating sites or in other circumstances, there are a lot of confidence people out there, scam artists, whose job it is, and we believe that these people have full-time jobs doing this.
Some of them are extremely well-organized and difficult to catch.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the sheriff's officers that I spoke with about one of these cases, he believes that there's actually state sponsorship of these scams, meaning that there are governments in the world that have boiler rooms of people making phone calls and doing these online scams to fund whatever operations that they have. So this stuff gets pretty deep and it gets pretty crazy. The gentleman on the line here with us here is Ronald. He's in California. He's a man in his mid-60s. And he's kind of recapped how this all got started about a year ago, where he met somebody on a dating website and ultimately, you know, felt that there was a connection with this person. She represented herself as a woman who was 48, sort of, you know, maybe an 8 out of 10, he estimates, on the pretty scale. And she connected with him in a way that he hadn't connected with on these sites heretofore. And they spent all night texting one another. She gave him a text message number right out the gate. And then the next day, Ronald, you told us that this woman, claiming to be Catherine Espinoza, a woman who said she was originally from Spain, moved to the United States when she was a teenager, and then at the time she was talking with you, claimed she was in South Africa on a trip to purchase $500,000 worth of antiques. But she needed your help, she said. So tell us what happened then.
Okay, so the initial conversation ended after 15, 16 hours, and I took a break. I had to go somewhere. And when I got back, I was thinking about her, so I started sending her messages and text messages. And I got a response I got a response a little while later. And she might have been sleeping. So the time difference there was 10 hours, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And figured she was sleeping. And a little while after I started messaging her, I sent her a series of messages, and I got a response after I'd been doing it for a while. And she said to me, "I'm upset or I'm unhappy today, and I wanted to know why." And by now, we had an emotional connection. There had been no request for money. There had been, I knew that she was, well, I believe the story is she was an American in South Africa to buy $500,000 worth of antique goods, but we didn't really talk about that. We had not really spoken about that very much during the initial conversation. And so she said, "I'm unhappy." So when she told me in the second conversation that she was unhappy, I wanted to know why. And she said, well, she was being told by the customs people in South Africa that she had to pay $5,000 for what she called a VAT tax. That stands for the VAT tax, the value added tax on her antique goods. She said it was a 1% tax. And since the value of the goods was $500,000, she needed $5,000 to pay this value added tax or VAT tax, and she did not have the money. Now, she explained to me right away that she had money in the United States, but because she was outside the country, she could not access the money. And the whole scam sort of hinged on my being willing to believe this premise, that she had money in the United States, but could not access it from outside the United States. And since she was in South Africa, she could not get to her money. Now, if I had not believed that, the scam would not have happened. It would not have occurred.
Did she bother to explain, Ronald, how it was that she intended to buy $500,000 worth of antiques without any money? Or how did that, you know, how did she was explaining that the deal was even going to go through?
She explained that she arranged for all that she, before she left, that she took out a loan for this. A lot of things that she told me did not make sense in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was like watching a movie. When you're watching a movie, you suspend your disbelief. Your critical thinking goes into hibernation. At least that's what happened for me.
And certainly that happens when you know, somebody has, I'm not going to say you loved her yet at that point, I don't know, and that's another question, but when somebody has feelings for another person, it's certainly a possibility that they could suspend what level of normal skepticality they might have about a situation, especially if their friend were telling them about this, they would be very skeptical on behalf of their friend, but when they're the one that's in the situation and being taken advantage of, it's harder to see things clearly. So she said that she'd already arranged for payment of these goods previously, and so she didn't have the money. I guess she claimed she didn't know about the customs that she would have to pay. So she didn't want a gift from you, Ronald. She wanted you to loan her the $5,000, right?
Exactly. Everything was a loan. She never asked for a gift of money. She asked for a loan. She said that she had borrowed money before leaving the United States to make the purchase of the antiques in South Africa. And she didn't have any money. This is a contradiction now that I'm thinking about it. But at the time when your disbelief is suspended, you're not using the critical thinking that you normally would have. When you want to believe that someone loves you, And she had already professed love for me in that first long conversation. When you want to believe that, you find yourself not asking critical questions. And so she told me that she had money in the United States. But when she asked me for the $5,000, she told me that she had borrowed money. And she had borrowed most of her life savings, or all of her life savings, that she had spent all of her life savings and borrowed the rest of the money that she needed to buy these antique goods. But that doesn't make sense when you think of, when you put that together with the other piece of information that she had given me, that she had a lot of money in the United States.
Yeah, why would she borrow money if she had a lot of money?
Yeah, right. Why would she need to borrow? Well, these are things that I thought about later. Too late.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to be skeptical at the time.
So she said she needed $5,000. How are you supposed to get her the $5,000? What did she want exactly?
We talked about several different methods of getting her that money. But actually, the first way she suggested was Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that being the first way she suggested was Bitcoin. But I didn't know what Bitcoin was. I didn't know anything about it. I had heard the term before. And I knew it had something to do with the internet. I believed it was some kind of an online currency, but that was all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so she mentioned Bitcoin. We also talked about a wire transfer. And I think those were the two main methods I was suggesting.
How would she have a bank account to get a wire transfer in the first place?
She wouldn't.
Right. I mean, wire transferring to a South African bank account doesn't make a lot of sense for an American who's just there to buy some stuff.
What I find fascinating is that she clearly wanted Bitcoin. I mean, she wasn't after USC here. She didn't want the $5,000. She wanted this person wants Bitcoin.
That was suggested. She didn't really push.
But this person, the scammer, ended up with Bitcoin. It was
later, yes, but not the first time. So what?
Not
so
the
what,
first.
Yeah,
not
what ended
first.
Up happening?
No. So, and I explained to her, she told me how I could obtain Bitcoin, go to a bank and write a message on a piece of paper. And it was all foreign to me. I didn't want to go through all that trouble.
You ended up going through that trouble, though. Hang on. We'll get to the rest of the story here. Hang on.
Yeah,
more with Ronald here, and we'll get into what happened. Because this was just the first ask.
Yeah,
there were many more that followed this, and we'll explain all of that come up. You can also join us at some point. We'll let you in here. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Normally open phones. Right now we're focused on one story And that is a story of a man who was taken for a ride on the internet in a major way. We just got into the first request from the scam artist that he met. At the time, didn't know it was a scam artist, but a person purporting to be a woman on the internet who asked him for $5,000 alone, mind you. She didn't want a handout. She's a wealthy businesswoman who was over in South Africa, and she's buying $500,000 of antiques, and she's got this whole story, and we're going to continue with that. But I also want to let you know about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency, and it is one that actually allows you to run your own masternode. And what that means is that you are providing special services to the Divi network, and in return, you're given some rewards for that. So it's actually the easiest masternode setup process I've ever been through. That's one of the things they've really done to make Divi special, is make it easy to get into doing the masternodes, which is
interesting.
Heretofore been very difficult with other cryptocurrencies. So if you would like to learn more about Divi, get on over to diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. That is where you can learn more about Divi and get connected, for instance, with the Divi team. If you want to pick up some Divi for yourself, you can just buy it directly from them. It's a lot easier that way than getting an account on an exchange and jumping through all, you know, the exchange hoops, which you can get Divi on several exchanges. But easier to just go to diviproject.org. You can learn a lot more and get in touch with them via their Telegram channel. That's diviproject.org. We go back to Ronald. He is on the line with us here, telling a story that is, I'm sure, no fun to remember and talk about and admit to having happened to you, because it is embarrassing. And, you know, it's embarrassing to admit I got taken. And I've been taken before online, not in a romance scam, but in other various different Bitcoin-related scams. And, you know, even though you might think of yourself as well-spoken or intelligent or whatever, these guys, these con artists, they are very smart. And they are – this is what they do. You know, they work people for a living. And it's not unbelievable that even the most intelligent people could be misled. Ronald, could you tell us just a little bit more? Like, you don't have to get into detail, but, like, you know, what did you do for a living, or do you do for a living prior to this?
Well, I was at a variety of things during my life, and I worked.
You're breaking up a bit there, Ron. Can you start over?
You cut out.
Yeah, you were cutting out too. We can hear you now, though. Can you just start over with what you're saying about what you've done in your life, briefly?
Obviously, I sold truck parts, heavy duty truck parts for big rigs, and I did that for quite a few years. And also, I worked for the completely different line of work. I worked for the San Francisco Giants baseball team in the ticket office for a while also. And but now I'm actually involved in teaching English.
Gotcha.
This is completely different lines of work, but I like to try different things.
Very cool.
And so right now I'm actually in school studying for a certificate to teach English to speakers of other languages. And I'm a college graduate, and I studied.
Have you ever been taken before in your life by any kind of scam?
Yeah.
Was this your first time?
Yeah, this was my very first time. And it's happened. It was my very first time that a sustained effort to scam me had ever been done or made by anybody. I had never been scammed. I had never lost one penny in any kind of a scam in my life. And I had somebody tried to scam me a few years ago on the phone one day, and I saw right through it right away.
Let's get back to this five grand, though, because I'm really curious.
So this was the first sustained effort ever to scam me. It was my first experience, and so I knew nothing about how the internet scams operated. And indeed, I had gotten internet access for the first time in my life only earlier that year.
So you were a brand new internet user
in 2019
as well.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's what made me particularly vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I had never had a phone, a desktop, or a laptop until April 2019 when I bought my phone. That gave me internet access for the first time in my life.
You mean a cell phone, right?
Cell phone. Yeah.
You hit on
I bought a cell phone. Apple smartphone in April 2019. It was my first, not only my first smartphone.
Cutting out just a moment here. Ron, hold that thought. We're just going to get a better connection. You had a question for Ronald about the $5,000?
Yeah, I'm curious how it was settled upon to send her this money, and I'm curious when he made the decision to send her the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, repeat the first part of that question, Truth, about what?
What method did you settle upon to send her the money?
Okay, well, a gift card.
Gift cards.
She's going to pay for the customs with gift cards.
I thought it was a wire. I thought of a wire. First, she asked me about doing it via Bitcoin. I didn't know anything about Bitcoin. She explained the process. It seemed complicated to me, so I didn't want to do it. And then I suggested wire, and she, I don't know. We had a very long conversation about wiring, but we find out. Well, in the end, she suggested gift cards. I didn't even know what gift cards were. As I said, no one had ever tried to scam me. Gift cards are commonly used in scams, and since that had never happened to me, I didn't know anything about gift cards. So she explained the process to me, and that seemed like the most workable method to transfer the $5,000 via gift cards. How does that work exactly?
What sort of gift cards?
Yeah.
Are we talking about like the prepaid Visa card that you can go and buy at CVS?
CVS or many other stores have them, including Target. Mm-hmm. And she asked, or Walmart. And she asked me if there's a Walmart near me. I said, no, there's no Walmart in San Francisco and none near me. San Francisco has to be the only major city without a Walmart,
right,
or nearby. But there is one across the bay over in the East Bay in the Oakland area.
But what was the idea? The idea was you were going to go and get one of these gift cards.
I said there's a Target near me. Yeah, I said there's a Target near me, and they have gift cards. Oh, she said that they have gift cards. I said, okay, I could try that. So she wanted me. We agreed. We had like a 2 or 3 hour conversation, and we actually had it. I didn't really want to do this at all. I didn't want to lend her $5,000. I was not all in on this.
Mm-hmm. How did she convince you?
Some critical thinking. Pardon me.
How did she convince you? Yeah.
It's very important in a situation like this. Tries to do is inculcate or build trust in you. And that long initial conversation we had lasting 15, 16 hours, we didn't talk about business at all, and we didn't talk about money. We talked about love and trust and love, back and forth on that subject. And this person was trying to build my trust in her. And again, now this could have been a man.
Right.
It really could have been a man.
Because you at no point did you actually speak with her on the phone.
Right. We never spoke on the telephone. It was all... Hold that thought here. We spent about 45 minutes on Match.
Hang on. We're going to continue here with Ronald and the scam artist. It's Free Talk Live.
Sounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
Federal antitrust authorities in dozens of states are filing antitrust lawsuits accusing Facebook of illegally trampling competitors and buying up emerging rivals to secure the dominance of its 2.7 million member social network. The FTC is expected to file its own suit against Facebook in D.C. federal court. You're listening to USA Radio News. A California restaurant owner's outrage over Los Angeles County's new outdoor dining ban is going viral after she posted an emotional video online. Angela Mardson, owner of the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, posted a video that showed a production company was set up right next to hers and they were allowed to be open. Meanwhile, she had to close the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill down. She joins MSNBC and says this isn't about politics.
It's about people, and that's what I keep trying to say. I don't blame Good Girl Productions or whoever was filming there. Like, the entertainment industry has been decimated. They need to work, you know. Mm-hmm. But small businesses, we are destitute. I mean, we're looking at something worse than the Great Depression.
Canadian health officials are approving the coronavirus vaccine developed by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may, of course, take control of the airways here. Generally on Free Talk Live, our number, if you want to note it down, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually had Ronald disconnect because his cell phone was getting kind of janky there, and he said he would be able to call back from a landline, so we're awaiting his return call here. With you tonight, you do have Ian.
And Aria.
And Mark.
And I want to say thanks to John, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. John contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and promote it as a way for you to get behind what we do here and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. People who, people need to hear about these ideas, and your $5 a month actually helps us make that possible. So thank you to John for doing that and the other folks who are amplifiers. If you want to join them, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back into the discussion here. Hopefully we'll get Ron back on the line shortly as soon as he dials back up. But at the beginning of the show, Mark, you were telling us a story that took place on your trip to a place we can't talk about because it's you've got like a non-disclosure agreement or something with this thing.
Yeah.
But you've been going about the planet trying to find free places or create free places, these sort of special economic zones. And you were telling us about how you got secondary searched on the way back into the United States,
right,
meaning that they said, you know, instead of you just sort of going with the flow and going through the normal customs
process. Yeah, this is the thing to avoid if you're going through customs and border patrol.
Well, usually it's not within your control to avoid.
Why did they do this to you?
Well, I didn't find that out until the end.
Okay. They actually told you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they gave me beat it around the bush. Yeah, he said that it was because of the region that I had visited.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if that region
was... Not because you're a Free Talk Live talk show host.
Right. I don't know if that region was, you know, the region of Africa that I was in, or the continent of Africa, or, you know, someplace that's not Newark, New Jersey. I don't know what region he's referring to, but in fact, you know, that was his claim. So, you know, he's shaking down my bag. He's tearing through things. And, you know, he was as kind as he could be while pilfering through my...
Or being a thug.
Dirty underpants. But he, you know, he found my laptop, which, of course, is not hidden. I mean, it's...
Sure,
know,
they're going to find it.
He came across my laptop. It's probably a better way to describe it. What he found frustrating was that I had forgotten... Me too, mind you. More frustrating than he did, because my frustration lasted two weeks. His frustration was but a moment.
Right. You were on a two-week-long trip, and you weren't able to use your laptop.
Right,
basically.
I'd forgotten my laptop. I forgot my laptop plug.
Yeah. Did you not get a plug from any of these locations that you may have visited?
That's not an easy thing to do. I mean, these laptop power cables are, you know, custom items. They're
specific.
You don't just walk into Radio Shack.
They're generally PA-21s, and they do have them.
PA-21s?
Uh-huh. I don't know any about PA-21s. Mine's a high-end Dell. And
it uses a PA-21, then.
It uses a big power supply.
Or it uses one of the USB ones.
It's not USB. It's a circle. Okay, so you can't just plug any old power supply into that.
No, every laptop has a very special connector on it. You can't just take an HP
for a decade.
No. It's an average connector. It's the power that goes through mine is greater than most because you can look at it later and take.
Well, every laptop brand I've ever seen has their own little custom connector for their power brick. So even if the power brick is the same brick, there's a different connector on the other end, and if you don't have the right connector, you're not making a connection. So
I find that to be less true lately, but
okay. Well, I've never seen it.
I'm sure it ran through his mind to try some other plug on my laptop, which was not going to happen, I can assure you. There's no way I'm letting somebody just plug any old thing into my laptop and let's see if this works. But my laptop would not turn on because it had been dead for unplugged for 2 weeks. And so he was frustrated about that. But at some point he... I turned his attention to the cell phone. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you know, there's a cell phone there, right? And
presumably had he wanted to, he could have confiscated your laptop.
Okay.
Right? And then they could take the hard drive out and, you know, take as much time with it as they want to. But
isn't that the option they give you? You can let them search through your devices
or they'll just
confiscate it.
I didn't ask about that. He
sort of let it go. Huh?
I was, well, the question I had was, can you compel me to give you the code? And he said, he showed me the documentation.
You mean to your phone?
To either.
Okay.
They both have codes. Mm-hmm. The theoretical opening of the laptop and it being able to power on, which couldn't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were having a discussion before he pulls, and I'm like, whoa. Yeah, I'm not so sure about these electronics here, but he said that he could, and then I sort of remembered, yeah, I think they can, or like, they had the legal authority to...
He said that they do? Because my understanding, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding of this is that they have to get you to let them in, and if you don't then they have the authority to take the device and do whatever they want to it. So if you want to, the idea is, hey, look, buddy, you can leave here with your cell phone and your laptop. You just have to let us in look around on them. If you don't let us in, well, it's your right to not let us in, but it's also our right to confiscate these devices.
Okay.
So that's how they hold it over your head.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I would rather keep the laptop and see whether or not I can get,
there's spyware off of it.
All right, so we're going to get to part three of your laptop story because I think we got Ronald back on the line here. Ronald, is that you?
Yeah, but let me just tell you, at first, I tried to call through on my landline, and I can't call through I can't call long distance on my landline.
So sorry about that. So
I'm still back on the cell phone, and
yep.
That's why we might hear a breakup again.
No worries. We may get you on our toll. We do actually have toll-free lines, but they're in a different studio, so we'll work on that maybe during the top of the hour or the next break. But so we were talking about being scammed on the internet. You met a woman on Match or purported woman on Match.com, but you never actually spoke to her on the phone. She then hits you up the next day after you really seemed to felt like you had a connection with her with a 16-hour-long texting conversation. She asked you for $5,000, and you ultimately decided to help her with this by getting gift cards. And, Aria, did you have a question about this?
I did, because, I mean, explaining this process to you of how to get Bitcoin and how to get these gift cards, it's pretty convoluted. At any point in this, did you say something like, hey, let me just give you a call so we can have this conversation more quickly?
Oh, yeah.
What was her response to that?
Contrary to what I've been sounding like so far, I said I suspended my disbelief, but I didn't do it totally. And that was why we had long conversations, very difficult conversations, like a woman, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend or a husband and a wife quarreling. We had quite a few conversations like this in which I was asking her questions like, well, why don't you call me and we can talk about this on the phone. And also, that was the main thing. I was trying to get her to call me, and she always had a reason that she could not call.
Give us an example.
And,
like, what kind of reason?
Well, the reason she said that she let me back up. I had her phone number because we were texting.
Right.
So I called it.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to talk to her, and every time it was a natural thing to do. Every time I called the number, I got a recorded voice saying the SMS subscriber you are calling is not available. Please leave a message. And then the line would go dead.
Oh, so they were using some texting
text
service, yeah.
Yeah, so the phone number, it wasn't actually a real phone. It wasn't connected to a phone. It was connected to a text-only service.
Like TextNow or
like
something.
Like TextNow or TextMail or whatever these things
text
are.
TextNow, right. I later, this year in April of 2020, I found out that TextNow actually owned the phone number. It had bought it from another. It had bought it from a provider called Bandwidth.com.
Mm-hmm.
The number was originally a Bandwidth.com phone number,
yep.
And Bandwidth sold it to TextNow.
Yeah, these are companies, Bandwidth.com and TextNow. These are companies that allow you to basically just spin up any old number, from what I understand. I've not looked deeply into their services, but
they have a selection of phone numbers that they will let you use, but
right.
You have to subscribe and you have to do certain things each month in order to continue using the service for free, because these phone numbers, they are expensive for them.
Oh, I'm sure they're not expensive for these scam artists with the money that they're getting in. I'm sure they pay for the premium package. Hang on, Ron. We'll continue here in just a moment. Your calls, we'll get to them later. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain.
pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it is Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and normally it's an open phones call-in show, but we're digging deep into this, really, what is going to be, it's a wild story about an internet fraud that involves a person claiming to be a woman in South Africa, buying $500,000 in antiques. She's fallen in love with our guy Ronald on the phone here over Match.com. They had a 16-plus hour initial conversation, and the next day, she hits him up for a $5,000 loan, mind you, because she's a well-to-do woman, and she can certainly handle herself, but she's in South Africa, and she needs money to pay for these antiques that she's already bought the antiques, but she's got to pay customs to get them out of the country. So, somehow, she's going to be able to do that with a Visa gift card, or what I would imagine to be multiple Visa gift cards, right? Because you can't just waltz into Walmart, or Target in this particular case, throw $5,000 at the cashier and walk out with a single card. They've got limits on these cards, don't they, Ronald? How many did she
have? That's right. The highest denomination gift card that I found at Target was $200.
Wow.
Most of them were $100.
Oh, so my God.
I believe it was 40-something gift cards that night. We met on the evening of November 27th. Let me just explain one thing. She asked me, we met November 27th. November 28th, she asked me for $5,000 for the value-added tax, the VAT tax. She said she had no other way to get the money, but that she could surely pay me back as soon as she came to the United States. This is the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
The scam artist always has assets or funds, but they're always in a place or in some sort of situation in which the scammers cannot get for the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the person is asking you for money. That's why the person needs your help, because she, in this case, she has money in the United States, but she can't access it from outside the United States, and that's the reason that she needs your help.
Now, one point in this whole process, she, and I'm putting quotes, air quotes around she,
because
we don't know.
It's always the quote-unquote.
Yeah, she showed you a bank account. When did that happen?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. We're getting close to that. That happened December 1st.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, I remember the date, and it'd be easier to talk about if I just say the date. That way everybody will know exactly the time frame during which.
So you went to Target. Oh, let's stop for just a moment. You went to Target with $5,000, and you bought 40 prepaid Visa gift cards because
something
there's a
like
maximum.
Something like that, 40-something prepaid.
I feel like the cashier or someone should have stopped you.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. This is what I'm getting to. We met the 27th.
Yeah.
He told me about her need for $5,000 on the 28th. And then on the afternoon of the 29th, that's when we really had the discussion about how I was going to get the money to her. And we talked about gift cards. We talked about Bitcoin and then wire transfer. And we settled on gift cards. So I decided to go to my local Target and buy $5,000 worth of gift cards. I walk into the Target and I never purchased gift cards before. I didn't know anything about them.
Right.
So an assistant manager, a manager or an assistant manager, I believe it was an assistant manager, approached me and he told me, he warned me, he gave me really fair warning.
Oh man.
He told me, you know, the gift cards are often used in internet scams. He told me.
Yep.
Do you know this person? Have you ever met with this person? Have you ever seen this person? Have you ever been
talk
with this
to them
person?
On the phone?
Yeah.
And this was at the checkout stand. I had not purchased the cards yet. And that's when this young man, an assistant manager, started asking me questions about
whether I knew this person. Kudos to him.
Yeah.
That was really
good. He warned me. I just wish to God I had listened to that guy.
Wow.
Well, actually, I did. Initially, I did. I wasn't totally believing everything this woman was saying, but I believed him enough to walk out of that Target with no gift cards. I left without purchasing anything, and I went back home.
So how did she talk you back into it?
Yeah, I told her that, you know, I didn't do it, and she got really mad. The scammer got really mad.
All right,
we had
mad.
A long conversation.
Somebody I've met yesterday is now mad.
Uh-huh.
Right. See, well, I'm with this experience, I'm completely different now. A lot of women have tried to scam me on the internet since then. It's actually 17 or 18 women have tried to scam me on the internet on dating sites since then. None of them has gotten anything from me. And this is after going through the same protocol that this first one did. They built love.
It's probably the same person.
And then,
honestly, it's
associates. I'm very, very sure it was not the same person for various other reasons that probably be a waste of time to get into
sure.
the phone.
So, okay,
right
wait
now.
A minute. You dropped the cards. You left the Target. She got mad.
So, I didn't even take the cards off the shelf. I just listened to this guy. I got very skeptical, and I left.
Okay.
With nothing. I didn't buy anything.
So then she gets
a
home.
That dude deserves a raise.
So then I called, and she said, I texted her and said, did you get the $5,000 worth of gift cards? I said, no, I did not. I want to know more about you. I want to talk more. She gets really mad. We get into our first heated discussion. It was an argument. And she, I will tell you, she berated me.
I thought you loved me, Ron.
To other people. Pardon me?
I thought you loved me. Did she try
right,
to guilt
well, that kind of, yeah, that kind of thing. But she added to that, she said that you listen to other people. You don't listen to the person with whom you have a, you don't listen to the person you love. These other people don't know anything about our discussions. They don't know what we've said to one another. They don't know the trust and love that we have for one another. They don't know me at all. And that was her approach to me after I told her I didn't buy the gift card. But we had a long discussion of hours. It went on back and forth for hours. I didn't want to do it. I was really skeptical and I pushed back really hard against her and she thought, okay, I give up. You don't have to do it. Just forget about it. I don't need your help. I'll get the $5,000 myself in some other way. And I said, okay, fine. And I just wish would have ended right then, but it didn't. Every time
that's another tactic,
quit,
though, isn't it? Right, where
yeah,
it's
it
like, oh,
tactic,
I can just walk away from the, I don't need your help, and then act like
right,
you don't matter, and then you
right,
come back to
but
her.
But of course, if she does that, you don't get the love that she's offering you, right? So that's what keeps you interested. You don't want to lose the love. You don't want to lose the chance of a relationship with her.
So does she threaten ending the relationship?
Interested.
Does she pull a whole, well, there's no point in you ever speaking to me again if you're not going to be helpful when I need it kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I heard that she was texting me goodbye. You could say, well, you really don't want to see that word appear on your screen when you think you're in love with a woman. You don't want to
sure,
see goodbye. And she texted me goodbye once or twice. But the thing is, she never left. Oh, I'm saying she, okay, with the, knowing that it could have been a man
mm-hmm,
impersonating a woman. But I don't know that, so I'm going to go with she, what I thought it was the whole time.
Yeah.
So every time she gave some indication that she was leaving, that she didn't need my help anymore, she would not disappear. She would still send me another message to keep the conversation going.
Right, because she was trying to manipulate you, not leave.
Right. Yeah, it was total manipulation. And I see that in hindsight.
Sure.
But what you really needed then is foresight. What I needed was foresight,
yeah,
and I didn't have it because I was
right,
still wanting to believe. I still wanted
you
to
were in a real situation.
I mean,
for listeners just tuning in, you had never been on the Internet before 2019, so you were a relatively new Internet user. You're new to email.
Yeah, it's only
right?
7 months. I've been on it for just 7 months by then.
Right.
I had not used it that much.
Right,
I
so you were new to things like email that we've had, many of us have had for two or three decades. You had just gotten into it. You got onto this dating site, and you've had this connection with somebody. So not only were you new and vulnerable on the Internet, but you're also vulnerable in that you're a man looking for a connection with another person, as everyone
exactly,
is, right? Most of us, unless you're a psychopath, are looking for a connection with another person.
How many
person,
of these dating sites, because, I mean, I've heard of Match and all this stuff
mm-hmm,
for a long time, how many of these are just full of scam artists?
They've got to be full of
them. I mean,
yeah.
You guys are on dating sites. Are you getting...
I've been on four dating sites altogether now. Match was my second. eHarmony was my first. I never was... nobody ever attempted to scam me on eHarmony.
That's because it's
but
a paid service.
There were no
service,
women on that site either, so I left and I went to Match. I had all kinds of... I think seven different women tried to scam me on Match, starting with Catherine. She was the first. And then the last six were all unsuccessful because I had the experience of Catherine, the first one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
she taught you a real lesson. In fact, we're going to continue
taught me a real lesson.
With that
but
here.
I learned the lesson well, though. I did learn the lesson.
And that's part of the reason why I wanted to have you on the show here, Ron. So hang on. We're going to bring you back after the news because this is a big, big lesson. $5,000 was just the first ask.
Yeah.
And it got bigger and bigger, and we'll find out why he kept going and kept going with this.
Sunken cost fallacy is my guess.
That is part of it, and we'll get into it coming up here, and hopefully you can learn from this and not make the same mistakes. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
VINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ad, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.